I'm telling you, these folks right here, these are the ones that do it for you. They do such a wonderful job. Well, it looks like you're going to get a few more minutes. If you came to the open mic night, you might have gotten a chance to hear this one. But there was this gentleman who went to the shop, the pet shop, and he wanted to buy a parrot. And he bought this parrot, and the parrot seemed very mild-mannered while he was at the shop. But he finally got the parrot home, and the parrot was real quiet until the young man would bring a date home with him. And when the young lady would walk in the room, the parrot would start spouting off the most foul language, the nastiest talk that you have ever heard in your life. So he tried this three or four times, and the parrot didn't seem to get any better at it, you know? I mean, he just kept getting worse and worse and worse, and he could never bring a girl home to his apartment, and it was just getting terrible. So finally, after the last girl stormed out of his apartment and slammed the door, the guy was so frustrated, he ran in, opened the cage, grabbed the parrot by the neck, carried him into the kitchen, opened the freezer door, and threw him in the freezer and shut the door. Well, he started watching the clock because he said, I'm going to leave him in there 8 minutes. So after 8 minutes, he goes and he opens the freezer door and he pulls that parrot out. The parrot's going just like this from being in the freezer, you know. And so he looks at the parrot straight in the eyes and says, are you ever going to talk that way in front of my dates again? And the parrot was just shaking, says, no, never again. But tell me, what did the chicken do? Thank you. This next group that's coming out is called Gandy Dancer. And this is a group of all West Virginia boys. Jerry Milnes, Ron Mullinek, Mark Payne, Jim Martin, and Dave Bing. In 1996, Ron decided that he wanted to make a recording. And so what he did is he thought about who were his favorite pickers. He wanted to have his favorite pickers on the recording. So it turned out that they had so much fun and it turned into such a good recording that they decided, well, why don't they just do this for money? So that's when Gandy Dancer was born. The recording that they made with Ron is on sale out at the bookstore, and Gandy Dancer is putting together a CD that they hope to start recording in September. So this band, came to a little festival that I'm involved with, the FootMed Festival, and they just blew the whole place away. They are fantastic. So now, folks, for you, Gandy Dancer.
Hi, Jim. Jim hasn't been here all week.
We have.
He still has some wit left. I don't. I sure have had a lot of fun this week. I had a really great class. I taught builders an advanced banjo class. And we sure had a lot of fun. Thanks to all of my students. The band Gandy Dancer, in case anyone's wondering about where the name comes from, it was a term that was applied to the folks who, the people who were mainly Italian immigrants who built the logging railroads into this part of the country back around the turn of the century. They were called the Gandy Dancers. And a lot of the music that we play and especially love, feel close to, is a lot of music that we learned from people who had been born or learned their music about that time, around the early 1900s. So we felt that some of that tie into to that period in time was appropriate as a name for the band. We're going to start one off with a tune called Joe Bones that comes from the Hammonds family down in Pocahontas County. Dave, we'll lead it off. You got anything else to say about it?
Not a thing, Ron.
He's been here a week too.
Start out with a little bit of cave music there.
And here's another tune from the Hammonds family that we where we got it. And maybe each of us from maybe a different member, but it's called Shaking Down the Acres. depends on where you're from. Next tune comes from down in part of the country where I live now, down around Bluefield and Princeton area, called Ducks on the Pond. Those of you who have been here this week had the pleasure, as I did, of seeing Alan Jabbour around a lot, and he had collected a lot of tunes and music from Henry Reed, and this is a tune, I guess, that was attributed to him. I learned it from Oscar Wright when I got down into that part of the state, and Oscar had learned it from Henry Reed. Ducks on the Pond, and then we're going to combine that with Julianne Johnson, right? All right. I've been here a week. Thank you.
Pretty dancers. I had Heidi in my fiddle class all week. Very good student. It was a pleasure and a distraction at the same time, I believe. In a good way.
I hope that's on tape.
y'all want to do the
is it the Rambo thing?
My son was here with me this week. I'm sure he enjoyed having him here, but when I got here the first couple nights, I wasn't feeling too well. I was catching some kind of a bug or something, and so I didn't stay up very late, midnight, things like that. That's late for me in the normal week. So Rory was coming in at 2, something like that, So about midweek, I finally kind of shook that bug, and the energy of the place and the music beginning to grab me a little bit. So I was up to about 2:30 the next night. Rory came in about 4. So figured no matter what time I go to bed, look for him a couple hours later. let's do the Lonesome Rambler, right?
Come all you lonesome ramblers and gather around me now. I once went rambling, I rambled with a rambling man. I once had pretty fine clothes to wear and a pretty fine horse to ride, but now I've got no money.
I don't know how many of our old-time week staff is here tonight. Some of them are probably sleeping. But we had a great week, and I just wanted to thank them all publicly. Well, I was here to do it on a public stage here at the last concert of Augusta this year. Well, I've been here for 5 weeks, and 2 hours before the end of the end, my whole body starts to shut down, and my voice starts to crack, and these guys really wanted to sing an a cappella song here, so we're going to make an attempt. I'm kind of a traditionalist, you know, so I checked around for some home remedies, and Jim is our home remedy consultant, and he said, lemon and a certain clear liquid substance.
Straighten right up.
So I'm trying it. Ron said to take wood alcohol and strain it through white bread. But anyway, this might be a disaster, so I'm just forewarning you all. A lot of you who've been to West Virginia before have been down to the Cass Scenic Railroad, and it's a great place. It's now a state park, and you can get on the excursion train and ride all the way to the top of the knob and see tremendous vistas and ride the old Shea locomotive up the mountain, and it's a really great place. But there's another side to that story, and that is that when the old mill that was there, the Maurer Lumber Company, closed down in 1958, a lot of people were just pretty much thrown to the wind. And a good friend of ours, Craig Johnson, from up in Morgantown, West Virginia. Yeah, how about a hand for Craig? Craig wrote a song about an old fella that he met who had gone through this experience, and that's what this song is about.
That's just the second one he's had, so.
Sit down, buddy, and we'll drink and smoke.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke.
You damned old piney mountain.
I lost my fingers at a Galax mill.
But sing us that old song.
And my heart got broke in the Upine Hills.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
Started into logging when I was in my prime.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
Hitching up the spruce to the big drag lines.
You damned old piney mountains.
When the skidder starts to buck and when the gears come down.
Buddy, sing us that old song.
Making God's own thunder on the new cut ground.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
We's fighting over nothing and drinking too hard.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
Riding up the camp on a flat wheel car.
You damned old piney mountains.
Size 30 years hanging on the old chain break.
Buddy, sing us that old song.
Got laid off and paid off in 58.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
Then the skidders got sold to a scrap iron yard.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
And I moved down in Virginia when the times got hard.
You damned old piney mountains.
Then I lost my fingers to a steel bandsaw.
But it sings that old song.
Now my fiddle just hangs untuned on the wall.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
Now it's all grown up on the logging road.
Woman, don't you weep for me.
And the wildflowers bloom where the big shays blow.
You damned old piney mountains.
And there's nothing left for me but to drink and smoke.
But he sings that old song.
My hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke.
Lord, short and my time ain't long.
If you'd heard Jerry about an hour and a half ago, it's like, man, we're going to have to let that one rest. But he sweated through it. Good job, Jerry.
Which folk remedy did you finally settle on? Was that the sterno strain through bread?
That's the one that finally worked, yeah. Yeah. Old-time music in West Virginia really spans a lot of territory, and it goes from the really ancient fiddle tunes that we like to play all the way through the really good traditional bluegrass sounds that are around. And we have a really fine banjo picker in the band here, Mark Payne, and we're going to ask Mark to come up and do one. I think we're going to send this out to the loveliest, most beautiful woman who's here at the concert tonight. And we probably shouldn't mention any names, but you know who you are.
And before I sing this, I want y'all to know that I had a bad headache last week, too. Okay? Just in case it ain't quite up to snuff. Now, we're going to do an old, one of the best banjo pickers to ever come out of West Virginia, Don Stover. He's one of my favorite banjo pickers, and this is one that he did long time ago. And it's called, I Picked Up a Hammer and I Knocked Him in the Head.
Just just two drinks, that's all he had. Of the special remedy.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, we've got one last tune here. It's an old fiddle tune called the Cincinnati Rag.
Gandy Dancer, my goodness, aren't they hot? Oh, my. Good old West Virginia boys. Now, before you leave for intermission, I do want to ask one thing. Freda asked me to ask you this. Now, we have to have a secret among ourselves here, okay? She said, I want you to tell the audience, now don't tell them to go out and tell that story about her reverse shoplifting at Walmart. Okay, now she wants you to keep that to yourself now and keep it private. That's a secret just between us and you, okay? Because she's afraid she might get in trouble. You never know.